Okay, I'm going to go ahead and call this session to order at 5:33 p.m. Is there anyone out there who would like to address the board regarding closed session? Okay, seeing none, we're going to go ahead and break into closed session. Okay, thank you all for joining us tonight. I know this is a really special night. We have a lot of great distinguished guests with us. I'm going to go ahead and call this session to order at 7 p.m. If you can all stand for the invocation, we're going to actually have a moment of silence, and then we will have the student, Nikki Uli, lead us in the flag salute. But first, before our moment of silence, we unfortunately had a death in our district, a passing that just recently occurred, and it was Corinne. So Corinne was first hired to the West Covina Unified School District on September 4th, 1984, as a cafeteria assistant too, and worked at Orangewood Elementary School. She became a food services satellite operator for 12 years and later and continued to work at Orangewood until September 1st, 1996. Corinne then became a food services supervisor 3 and moved to Edgewood Middle School until September 1st, 2001, when she began working at the district office Willowood and Edgewood Middle School. On September 1st, 2005, she became permanently stationed at West Covina High School as a nutrition services supervisor. And she has been with the district for almost 29 years. Corinne was a very hard worker and a very nice lady, and she will be missed in our district. So if you can join me in a moment of silence in her honor. Thank you. Thank you. And if we can have our student, Nikki Uli, join us, lead us in the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And thank you, Nikki Uli. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Here.
Here.
Okay. I have two things to report. Get my papers. Okay. In closed session on February 26, 2013, the board unanimously voted to direct the superintendent or her designee to serve notices of release from temporary employment pursuant to Education Code 44954 to the following certificated employees. Employee ID ZZ218864, employee ID HK3149001, employee ID GM2474999, employee ID SQ8747880, and employee ID KQ7054803. Employee ID KT3472512, employee ID KM8744345. Okay, also in closed session on February 26, 2013, the board unanimously voted to authorize the superintendent or her designee pursuant to Ed Code Section 44951 to notify an elementary principal, employee ID AW95823115, that she will be released from her administrative assignment and reassigned at the conclusion of the current school year. Okay, that was the action for closed session. And now I am super excited to recognize the academic decathlon team. I'm going to go ahead and come to this podium, and I'm going to go ahead and call their coach, and then I will help pass out the certificates. Okay, parents, get all your cameras ready. We will take our time. We'll allow you plenty of time to get the photos you want because this is a very, very special moment. Okay, so don't be shy.
All right.
Okay, if I can call their coaches, Mr. Michaels, right?
Yes.
To the podium, and if he can introduce the coaches that assisted him and talk about the team and how well they've done. I don't want to say they're standing because I think that's something that you should say. I was there at the celebration at LACO when it was announced. So I'll let you have that honor. But I do have certificates, and I'll read names in a moment. But go ahead.
So can I have Mr. Lovato and Ms. Burnett, and if there are any other coaches here, please come up too. I don't know who else is here. We had.
They can come here, and then people can get photos of them. Come over.
We're proud of the fact that we had 7 coaches helping this team this year, in addition to the number of teachers and administrators who helped volunteer to judge and do a myriad of things. So this is our success is due to all of that help. But we're really proud of our kids. For the first time, we got to go to state. So we're going to Sacramento in about 3 weeks, taking our decathlon team. And we worked really hard to get there. So these kids had lots of late nights and extra work, but they did a great job. It was our goal all year to get state, and the fact that they worked so hard and reached their goal, we're really, really proud of all of them. So we'd like to honor them now. You want me to call their names up?
I'll go ahead and do that. Let's shake their hand over here. Come over here. There we go. That way you can take photos. I will say, because I was in the audience, it was really neat. The lead up to it, everyone's going to agree, was nail-biting because the officiant who was telling everyone said, okay, well, normally, you know, the state only lets us take the top winner and the second, and once in a while they'll give us wild cards, and we never know how many we're going to get, right? Am I right, everybody? So they said, you know, some years we get one extra, none. So this year, joining us in state will be, and then they started with the third, and then they went to the fourth, and then the fifth, and we're like, wow, this is a lot of wild cards. And then they took a pause before they got to number 8. Well, this year we actually have 8 wild cards. And then they called Edgewood, and I was at the table with the parents. We jumped up and screamed so loud, everybody turned around in the room to see who's that. And it was, of course, all of us parents cheering for Edgewood. So they kept us hanging for all those of you that were not there. Am I right? Am I right, students? It was a nail biter till the very end, and then they announced the 8th place, and that was our kids. So it was exciting. Okay, so this is in order alphabetically, so there's no preference. But I'm going to read some of the students, in case those of you don't know, placed and got medals in some of the 10 areas. And so that's included on the certificate, so I'll read it, clap loudly, they deserve it. We're not going to hold the applause to the end. Okay. All right. So I'm going to call up second place in the JV division, part of the academic decathlon team, Alan Aguirre. Come on up. Oh. Is Alan here? Alan is not here. Okay. Mr. Travatore, you should be up here too for part of this photo and part of all this fan here. Come on. You're the principal. You're the principal. The students are going to file around you all. Okay, participant in our academic decathlon team, Nico Campos. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead and hold that up so that your parents can get photos. I'm sorry, I'm dropping the certificates now. Okay, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, grandparents, friends. Anybody want to? Oh, wait. Go ahead, come forward. We will take our time. We enjoy this. No, please don't apologize. This is exciting. Come on. Come on, Patty, take that photo. Whip it out. Do you want me to get it with you in there? Okay, all right. Okay, our next silver. This person earned the silver in interview. So they had gold, silver, and bronze, okay? So silver in interview as well as part of the academic decathlon, Maxwell Seron. Okay, hold it that way and go over there. Okay, parents, friends, who wants to get a photo here? Oh, they're already ready. Good job. Okay, yeah. Take your time. This is his moment. Okay, good. Go ahead and wherever, either side. Okay, this is second place in the junior in the JV division, as well as part of the team, Tristan Diaz. Oh, good. One more. Two more. Take whatever you want. You are welcome. Woo! Okay. This one is a few. Silver in essay, as well as a silver in the interview. Also part of the academic decathlon, Russell Fayahan. Did I get that right? Oh, it's my neighbor. Thank you, Russell. That's my neighbor. He walks his little sister to school. Look, there's my neighbor, too. See? Congratulations. Okay, second place in the JV division, Alexis May Godina. Oh, I like your bow.
Thank you.
Okay. Alrighty. This is the bronze in the art division, as well as part of the academic decathlon, Sofia Jimenez. It's okay to also stand next to Mr. Travatori, by the way, students, okay? It's okay. They're all getting a little heavy on this side. All right. Okay, bronze in speech, as well as part of the academic decathlon team, Annie Lynn. Okay, at the very end, parents, we'll take our time. You can get a picture of absolutely everybody, so make sure you have your cameras ready for that, okay, as well. Second place in the JV division, Danielle Marquez. No? No? Missing it. Thank you. Shout out to Danielle. Woohoo. All right. Silver in speech, as well as part of the academic decathlon team, Daniel Nguyen. Okay. Go ahead, Patty, get another photo. Bless you. Okay. Second place in the JV division. And part of the academic decathlon team is Catherine Nguyen. Catherine? No? Okay. I'll make sure to give these to the coach so the coach can give them to the students. Tell them they missed out. Okay. Silver in speech, as well as part of the academic decathlon team, Sandra Nguyen. Will be a comfy photo. It'll be nice and tight. Okay. Second place in the JV division, part of the academic decathlon team, Roberto Nunez. Okay, this student is the third highest scoring JV student in the county. This is Nikki Oi.
You just just wanted to go by for a high five. Right? Y'all were supposed to high five her.
You missed out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Participant in our team, Gabriel Padua. Did I say that well? Take your time, Mom. Take your time. We will wait. Yay. Oh, another camera. Okay, we need a student. Can a student help with the camera? Okay. Come on, students. You were supposed to jump up and say, I could do that. Okay, participant in the team, Chris Perez. Right. Okay, very good. Okay, second place in the JV division, Eric Fan. Okay. And second place in the JV division, also Lillian Pham. Okay. And then second place in the JV division, Brianna Torres. Okay, now everybody stay where you're at. Let's make sure everybody can be seen. You know what? Wait for you all. Hold, this is paparazzi. Hold your smile. This is like what it's like to be on the red carpet. Yes, jump in the photo, jump in the photo. Okay, wait. Did she talk to each other there? Yeah. Okay. No, you're perfect. Okay, that's good. Thank you. Okay, Karen, go for it again. Go ahead, you gotta go get a new one. Right? I have to go. Yeah, Ms. Gonzalez is here now. Okay. Yay! Okay, did everybody get, go ahead, you want to take your photo? Everybody got all the photos, kids? You got all your cameras out there? Your parents got your photos? All right. Okay. Okay. And I will deliver this to you. Thank you again, students. You did an exceptional job. We're incredibly proud of you.
Proud of
you. Sure.
I just wanted to brag for another minute or two for that, not a minute or two, but we are one of 15 Division I schools in LA County, and I think the only school in the San Gabriel Valley, certainly this part of it, that's going to state. And the group that I neglected to mention, we have the best parent group from any activity anywhere. They feed us, they drive, they judge, they come here tonight. So congratulations to our parents, too.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, can you also explain to everybody the JV? Because we took second place in the JV category.
Yeah, so there are there were 10 schools that competed with a second team, a JV team. And so we were one of those 10, and our JV team, which typically are the freshmen and sophomores, they finished second in L.A. County in JV. They don't get to go to state, unfortunately, but they deserve it if they did.
Okay, thank you. Now, students, I know you have a lot of homework, so we're going to go ahead and let you go ahead and leave, and parents, so that you can get them home so you can get... Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations again. Can't wait to hear when you all come back from state.
Likewise. Thank you.
Thank you. I was going to ask another board member for theirs. Thank you. Okay. This is the exciting part of our meeting. Okay. For my board president's report, I already gave a big chunk of it. I was at the awards ceremony. And I do also want to congratulate West Covina High School. They did very well. They received a number of medals as well. So let's go ahead and give West Covina High School a hand. They did really well, and I think maybe at the next meeting we'll go ahead and honor their participation in decathlon. In addition to that, there was a meeting at Hearst Ranch, and we're really excited. Kaiser's going to meet with us on the 18th to talk about renewing our grant and perhaps expanding that to other schools. So that's really, really exciting. We're excited to have that. So that's my report. Colleagues, any reports? Okay. Okay, then we're excited for Ms. Abad. Students report.
For Edgewood High School report, academics, we will be hosting a KC rally on March 11th for all the sophomores that are going to take the test this upcoming March. For sports, varsity and JV swim, varsity and JV girls softball, varsity and JV boys baseball, and track have all begun. Lions look forward to a winning season as they continue to build their athletic program. Edgewood High School is proud to announce the opening of the new weight room. Come by the gymnasium and see the equipment. If you are so inclined, you may want to test it out yourselves. On May 11th, the athletic department is planning on a family casino night fundraiser to pay off the equipment. All are welcome to join us. The season has officially begun. All sports have had their first meet or game this week, striving to do best that they can. Events. Edgewood High School has been going to the local middle school this past week to recruit new freshman students for the upcoming 2014 school year. Next week, Edgewood High School will be pumping up the spirit with another Spirit Week. These days consist of Camel versus Neon Monday, Stripes versus Polka Dots on Tuesday, Nerd versus Jocks on Wednesdays, Wizards versus Vampires on Thursdays, and Class versus Class Friday. This will be a week full of games and fun competition. On March 4th, all upcoming freshmen will be coming onto Edgewood High School campus to see a tour of the campus and a little orientation welcoming them onto Edgewood territory. for clubs, Interact students are working on their Relay for Life campaign. This year's goal is to raise $5,000 for the American Cancer Association. In addition, students are planning action projects to address needs in their community. Edgewood High School Decathletes did it. They have made it to the States. We are all very proud of them. And decathletes are continuing to study hard for their competition in the middle of March. For West Covina High School, we are excited to welcome the California Distinguished School Validation Team on Friday, March 8th. We are confident they will be amazed by our students and academic program. Our students are deep into KC preparation for March KC exam, which marks the beginning of our busy testing season. We are also preparing for 2013 and 2014 and are in the process of visiting middle schools and registering students. West Covina High School FBLA chapter competed against 15 other area high schools at the sectional conference last weekend. In Naomi Carrillo, Destiny Huynh, Christian Reyes Goza, Mary Jo Plaganis, and Joe Kim all received top honors. Mary Jo and Joe qualified to attend and compete in the state conference in April. Every year, the Prudential Company recognizes students with the Prudential Spirit of Community Awards. This award recognizes Americans of all ages who have volunteered significant amounts of their time to serve their communities and their country. This year, one of our students qualified and received the President's Volunteer Service Award for her service to the community she lives in. Congratulations to Elaine Tran for earning her this prestigious honor. Elaine received an award certificate and letter on behalf of President Barack Obama. Spring season sports have begun, and our baseball, softball, boys, volleyball, swim, and track teams are poised to battle for Hacienda League titles. And for Coronado High School, we are in the middle of our WASC visit. Everything is going well, and we will have our final report on Wednesday. 12 seniors will be attending job shadow day at the Youth Employment Opportunity Program on Friday. Our basketball team plays its last game at Cameron Park this Thursday. And we continue to have staff development on lesson study and thinking maps. That's it.
Thank you. Ms. Abad, if you want to go ahead and go, because I know you have a lot of studies as well, you're more than welcome.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Okay, we have now moved to the section of our meeting where it's public comment from the floor. Okay, not more than 5 minutes to be allotted for any one speaker, nor more than 20 minutes per subject. And this portion of the board is for presentation to the board. It's not a question and answer session. Okay, we don't enter into a dialogue. So if you have any questions for the board, please provide me with a copy. And then I will get it to the appropriate administrator so that we can give you an answer at a later date, okay? All right, I'd like to call Mr. Art Bellin first. Thank you.
Good evening, President Jimenez, school board, and staff. My name is Art Bellin, and I'm the president of West Covina Youth Soccer. I want to first start by saying I want to thank Mr. Travatori, the principal for Edgewood Middle School, for allowing us to continue our program over at Edgewood Middle School, and also the school board for that. We've been there, I understand, for about 20 years, and we want to thank you for that. It's an important program in our community, and again, I want to thank both the board and as well as the administration over at Edgewood. What I'm here tonight for is my concern about our future at Edgewood. As you maybe you're not aware, we are the largest youth program in West Covina. And we've been utilizing Edgewood Middle School as our home, basically, our venue to play. We've had some challenges in the past. One is when the school entered to become a high school, and they're having their sports programs there. And we support those programs. I want to make sure that everybody understands. The league supports the sports programs that Edgewood is starting. What I want to emphasize, though, is that there's no reason why we couldn't coexist. And that was my biggest concerns. We had a challenge, of course, this spring. I was approached by the maintenance department for this spring to have our program at other school sites so we could get the fields over at Edgewood to where they should be in the condition that where it's safe for the kids to play on and also for the programs that they have at the school. And we support that. We know the importance of making sure that we allow the field to have X amount of time to rejuvenate and they need that time so that we could have a nice playing field for the community and as well for the kids at the school. What my concern is whether or not we'll be allowed to come back, and that's my biggest concern. There's only two sites here in West Covina that have lights. That's West Covina High School and Edgewood Middle School. There is no other sites. We, of course, are making some large changes as far as our venues of where we're playing that. We're now going to be over at Cortez at one site for our younger kids, West Cove and Merced. At those three locations, there is no lights. As you could well see, that it gets dark by 5:30, and it's difficult to have any practices at those sites with no lights. So my concern is that we're not allowed to come back to Edgewood. It's been said to us time after time, we gotta make sure that we start making other arrangements. There is no other arrangements. We're the biggest league, biggest youth program in West Covina. There is not a park in West Covina that would accommodate our needs. All the fields and schools and parks are set up for baseball in our San Gabriel Valley. They're not set up for soccer fields. There's only two sites, and those are the two sites that I mentioned, West Covina High School and Edgewood Middle School, that would accommodate the needs of our youth program there. So my concern and what I'm asking for you is your support. I was here before, and I want to thank Mr. Cox for coming down. You came down and addressed some issues down there, and they got resolved. And I thank you for that. I just think that we need a little bit more support. And I think with a little bit of support of the boards and maybe some directions given to maybe the administration, and so they are aware of the importance of our program, is all I'm asking for. I want to thank the maintenance program, David and John Resendez, for making that transition, for helping us make that transition over to the other schools. They did an amazing job of doing that, and I thank them for that. But now we have to look for the future. And at one time, I was told by a school member that it's not a school problem. We are the community. It's not a individual problem or a league's problem. We are part of the community. I know sometimes we lose sight of it, but we have to remember there's times that the government puts federal requirements on the school districts, and I understand that. But we have to remember that the schools are here to service the community. The community is not here to service the school. So I want to thank you for allowing me to come up and speak. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I want to thank all the parents here. Our league hasn't officially started. They came just by word of mouth. And if we would have bought just half of what the league consists of, I guarantee you the parking lot would be full.
Cool. Okay. Yes.
So I thank all the parents. Thank you for your support. Kids, thank you for your support.
Thank you, Mr. Ballin. Thank you very much. Glenda Jimenez.
Hi, good evening. My name is Glenda Jimenez. I'm part of the board of directors for West Covina Soccer, but I'm also a parent that has been in this league for probably about 20 years now. We have been, as long as I've been in the league, we've been here at this location. And I wanted to stress on how difficult it is going to be this season for our parents, you know, to be from one field to the other. They're very far spread apart. And we, you know, the location at Edgewood is a convenience, but it's also safety for our kids. They've come to know Edgewood and Orangewood as their home for soccer, And so, for you know, for them, it's a safe feeling when they're there, and they're going to be, you know, kind of out of touch now. But mostly concerns about how difficult it is to run our league this year. We have a small board of directors, and we do make sure there's board presence on the field. That's going to be very difficult for this season for us to do, being so spread apart. Also, we have young referees that ref in our league that don't drive. So, you know, some of them, when we were at Orangewood and Edgewood, they would run from Orangewood over to Edgewood to cover one of the games, especially if we were short. That's not going to be possible this season. They don't drive, so they're going to be stuck on one field, and if we need them another field, hopefully a parent can get them there, you know, or not. But I just wanted to stress how difficult it's going to be this season for our league, and I also understand how important it is to get these fields up to, you know, to looking good, to being safe, to be on, and, you know, I totally understand that. But, you know, we were told, oh, if you're going to lose fields, it'll only be probably one at a time. And, I mean, I went into meeting myself and asked, are we going to lose these fields? And that's what they told us, only one at a time. And last minute, they told us we're not going to have any fields, not even at Edgewood, not at Orangewood. And that made it difficult. We had to scramble and, you know, figure out what we're going to do, get the word out to our parents. And so I just wanted my concern to be known also that we do get allowed to come back onto Edgewood and Orangewood after the fields are up to par and hopefully by the next season, because a lot of these parents have more than one children in the league, and it makes it very difficult for them to go from one game to the next when the fields are spread out, you know, so far apart. And for those of you that aren't in soccer and don't know how a soccer day goes, you may not understand that. But, you know, it's really hard hopping from field to field, and very difficult to run the league as a board also on three different fields so far spread apart. So thank you for letting me speak, and I hope you guys remember us when it comes next season.
Thank you so much, Ms. Jimenez. Okay, next is Jorge Nunez.
I'm a parent of most of my kids have played West Covina youth soccer, and it'd be a shame if it's forced to go away because we have no fields. Right now, West Covina is probably the least expensive in all other cities surrounding us, and they all have fields, and they all have lights, and they all have venues for the kids except us. And losing them would be horrible for all of the kids. I've been here 25 years. And it's very important for all of my kids and all of the kids in our community to have the fields that we're supposedly losing. We just can't lose them. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nunez. I'd like to see by a show of hands who's here specifically for the youth soccer issue, if you can. Thank you. Okay, very good. Okay. I'm going to recommend, because, again, all of us here, we believe in an open door with the community and in transparency, so we'll go ahead and put it on our next board agenda to discuss this issue so that you can hear and get the same information that we're getting. Okay? So we'll do that. And Okay, so thank you. So you can take a look at our board agenda. And thank you all for coming and support. I know that I can speak for the board when we say we do support sports for students. We believe very firmly in sports. So we'll have to try to figure out a way to work as a partner in the community. I know we have a lot of students in the audience. So if you want to go ahead and go home now, you can. This would be because this issue, the soccer issue, we're not going to discuss it any further. And I'm going to go ahead and call for just a real quick 5-minute break, okay? So that way the students and parents can go ahead and go if they want to, because I know it's kind of late.